Hi, I'm Javis Lewis, and in this video I'm going to show you how to export all shape keys from Blender at the same time. Well, not really at the same time, but one after the other, but in form of a kind of a batch operation. So the situation is I have several shape keys and I'd like to create a single OBJ from every single one of them. So technically I'd go in and set the first shape key to one, head over to File, Export, Wavefront OBJ, set that one to zero, set next one to one, and so forth, so that I have several files as a result that are all an OBJ from a shape I've created or a morph I've created inside Blender. So let me show you how that works. I'm doing this in Blender 2.78c, first of all, and I'm recording this video in August 2017, just to get that out of the way. Here it is. The shape keys are accessible from this little flux capacitor type symbol. It comes up with data when you hover over it. And there's a box called shape keys here. And I've got this model of a scarf. I've imported some morphs. I've created some morphs here. Whenever I set a slider, my object moves, or morphs rather. And I need each of these as an OBJ. And I could do this manually, but it will probably drive me mental, especially, I mean, I've only got 12 or so shape keys, but if I had any more, then this would seriously drive me mad, especially if I make one change and then I have to export all 12 again. So we can run a very handy script. So Blender doesn't have a built-in option to get this done. But thanks to somebody named T. Lowski, thank you, man, he has written a small script and posted that on the Blender Stack Exchange. And I've amended it a little bit so that we can select an object in the scene. So select, make sure that the object is selected, so it's the active object. And then we can run this script. Here it is. This is from GitHub. So I've posted a gist there, and I've also posted this on my website, so you can easily copy the whole thing, like so. And then head over back to Blender and run the script here. So running a script inside Blender is something you may or may not have done before, so I will show you how that works as well. Let's convert any of our viewports to a text editor. So I'm going to use the bottom part here, the timeline. Just in case you don't have one open, just click one of those little corners and make yourself a new viewport, and then select the text editor for that. So you can also just convert an existing thing, like the timelines of the timeline. I don't need anymore. I can then close this down. And this is different to the Python console. So there's also the Python console, which looks like this, and that is not what we need. That is not what we need. So make sure you select the text editor here. And then you appear to have this gray field, and that is just an empty text field. It doesn't look like it, but it is. What we need here is a new file. So let's click that new button. And then we see that red cursor appear here, that little red dot. And that means we can now paste stuff into this window, even though the window itself hasn't changed. So do the right click or Command Control V to paste the whole script in. And there it is. And now we have a run script button down here. And when we click that, then the script is run and Blender does its thing. Now, before we do that, we need to make a couple of changes here. The first one is down here. Actually, that's the only change we need to make. We need to make sure that we give Blender a full path to where our files are saved. So I would like to save mine in Dropbox and make sure this does not have any special characters like spaces that you need to escape. The easiest thing to confuse the script is if you have anything like the path with a space. So don't do that. Make sure it's something that you know exists. Mine is Dropbox, and there's a folder called test in here, and that's exactly what I'm going to use. Make sure there's no trailing slash at the end as well. And I guess it depends on the operating system how you can find out the full path to a folder. On the Mac, you can get something like the Get Info. So here, this is my Finder window. If you head over to Get Info on any folder you desire, then you get the full path here, which is this. And on Windows, it'll be in the Windows Explorer under Properties. If you right-click a folder, head over to Properties, that'll give you the full path. And Windows, you need to preface that with the drive letter. So a full path begins with C:\, and then a path. Back in Blender, that is the only thing we need to do. And now we hit Run Script. Blender goes and does its thing. Maybe shows you progress bar, maybe shows you beach ball on the Mac. And in a little while, that is the end of it. Blender's finished the operation. Let's have a look there. In the test folder, these are all my shape keys as morphs exported as OBJ as well as MTL file. And that is how easy it is, thanks to T. Lowski and his amazing script. Quick tip from me about Blender. If you like this, share it with friends, family, and total strangers. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.